Cole Swindell is with us, and big day today. The EP is, man, I'm sorry. What is EP again?
Extended play?
Is it play or preview?
EP is Latin for little album.
Yeah, just not a couple full songs. Album. EP stands for not full album. I think. No idea.
Ectus, plasma. Ectoplasma.
Ectoplasma.
EP, the Down Home Sessions, and it's pretty cool because it's more stuff you can buy. You know, it was smart because I saw they were running a sale on the album.
Right.
Album.
Right.
They were doing like a $7.99 something or other, which is cool because you get 12 songs for under $8. And if you try to buy them each individually for $1.29, you spend a whole lot more money. See, and I was like bargaining. I put that out. I tweeted it and everything. I'm like, get some music for cheap.
For a discount, exactly. And we got the debut album out, and with my current single, Ain't Worth the Whiskey, on it, which is brand new. But to get to put out an EP, man, I got my start writing songs. And when we were trying to narrow down songs for the album, it was killing me because I knew we didn't have room for the ones that, you know, I thought the fans, I wanted them to hear. And just for, you know, my label to be supportive and let me put out a couple more songs that, you know, I feel like they should have heard on the first album is going to be a cool thing. And the new tour we got coming out, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, with Jason and everybody?
Oh, yeah, man. That was a big announcement
this
week.
It's you, Jason, Tyler Farr, and it's going to be just cuckoo.
Yeah, I can't wait,
cuckoo.
Man. And then they said that we're going to be on some of those Chesney shows, so that's gonna be great, man.
I have a question about EPs. Okay, you got 5 songs on this one, Down Home Sessions, which is out of today. Pick it up. If you were to do an EP, that doesn't count towards your albums, because I know you have like with your record deal, you have like a certain number of albums that you're on contract for. This doesn't count for that, right?
I don't think so.
As many of these as you wanted?
You know, I think we're moving to where a lot of artists are doing some EPs, whether it's to promote their album coming out or getting to do, you know, Luke has had the spring break stuff.
Like just some fun little things, like a side project almost.
I mean, that's what I want to do, man. Like I said, I love to write songs, and there's no way you can fit all of them on every album. So if this is something I can do, is, you know, my Down Home tour, which is kind of the reason we're putting this out, is I'm going to be going back around to all the clubs, and I hope this is something I can continue to do, you know, just give the fans some new music around the holidays every year and then go play some clubs. That's where I came up playing, and to be, all, you know, coming off tour with Luke Bryan, going out with Jason Aldean next year, I mean, that's going to be an incredible time, but I love the clubs, man.
Can you do me a favor? Every time you mention the club, can you say the club?
The club? In the club?
Up in the
what
club.
What was your first club gig? What was your first pleasure?
First club gig was me and a buddy of mine named Burke Allen. We were fraternity brothers.
Like, Sigma Chi? Like
Patrick, yeah.
Since you left, Patrick has actually become a real member.
We already got him.
Sigma Chi.
Just initiated.
Yeah, last time we joked that he was in, but he is a brother now.
He was the fastest rush ever.
Yeah, he's in.
We got him. He's that
so
cool,
you can
we got him.
Show him the secret handshake later.
On the way out, yeah, no doubt.
I think it's a belly rub or something.
It's a little bit of everything. It's a belly rub, and you take your thumb and you do a certain little symbol on the back of their hand.
It's very intricate.
It's pretty cool. You can't see it right now, but we'll show him.
Anyway, your first gig was with this guy.
Yeah, it's Burkhead. We were back in Locos. In Statesboro, Georgia, Georgia Southern, that's where I went to college, and I'll never forget, I was so nervous. It was just me and him acoustic, and the first song I ever sang in Statesboro was Just Don't Happen Twice. So that was,
song you ever did on stage?
In college, like my first gig. You know, I'd sang some other stuff before, but not a paying gig. I think they paid our bar tab, but yeah, I mean, it's just, that was the first one I did, and now.
Did you do a cover?
What's that?
What was the first song? Was it a cover?
Oh, yeah. Just Don't Happen Twice. Yeah, it was a Kenny Chesney song.
Yeah, it's kind of
that's what I was saying earlier. The whole announcement thing, Kenny's coming out with this huge stadium tours, and I'm going to get to be a part of some of those, man. And the fact that was the first song I sang in college where I got my start. So I'm going to have to – I've never met Kenny, really, but I'd love to tell him that story.
Yeah. And you're going to be playing with Luke and everybody in Florida Georgia Line in Mexico pretty soon, right?
Yeah, man. Coming up the first of,
that's
first
gonna,
of next year. So.
That's not going to be a party.
Someone's going to come down with something.
I know. Y'all may need to come down there with us and come down with
no,
something.
No, he meant somebody's going to contract
something. I get
something.
That.
Oh, okay.
All right. I get that.
Hey, Cole Swindell's our guest. Big day with the EP. The Down Home Sessions is out. You can go to coleswindell.com. and get all that.
Download the Down Home.
That's right.
I like every time it. You hear Down, you know what I think of every time you say it? You've said it like three times already.
What?
All I hear is Alabama. Down Home. Where do you like family? Did you like family?
Oh, yeah.
Down Home.
Hey, I don't know if this EP will do as well as anything they put out, but we can hope for that, you know?
No pressure.
Just win, baby.
Yeah, just win. Hey, by the way, Bubba, he's going to be in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Are you really?
Can you believe that?
Okay, hey, now wait a minute. How does that work? Are you going to actually sing, or are you just going to be waving like the Queen of England?
You're just lip syncing.
A little bit of both, man. I'm just riding around. I'm usually eating turkey, though. So.
They lip sync all of that. Like, none of that stuff is, they can't do it live.
Well, I've never done it, so whatever they tell me to do, that's what I'm going to be doing.
I saw the Wiggles on there one time, and they looked like they were really singing.
Well, I'm going to have to look like it, too, then. I don't know what it is, man. I'm just excited to be a part of it. You know, I'm going to miss being home with my family, but that's a huge opportunity for me. And,
dude, your family's going to be gathered around the TV, waiting for the float with the DVR going. Yeah. I mean,
and then you're going to have the announcer. Hey, Pat, Bubba, can you pull up the parade background, and we can be the announcer guys?
Yeah, hold on.
While I'm waving, you want me to stand over here?
Yeah, hold on one second. We're going to give you a little preview of how to do this.
Okay.
And coming up now, this is country crooner Cole Swindle. Cole Swindle is from the great state of Georgia, and he enjoys playing with his dogs and hunting, and there he is. Boy, he looks like he's having a good time, doesn't he?
He's doing the wave.
Are you going to be announcing that?
Yeah, you know that's how they're going to say your name, right? They're going to say Swindle.
Mess it up, are they?
Yeah. They always do.
Cole Swindle. He is... Well, they sure do like him.
Where'd you get this music?
Let's go to Al Roker, who's standing by. Al, how's it looking there with Cole Swindle?
I'm sorry, I'm too busy eating.
Thank you, Al.
You're welcome.
That's the worst part is the announcers.
Oh, man.
They're just really... Really?
Am I going to be able to hear them too? Is it just the folks on TV?
No, you're just going to have to wait and watch that.
Because I probably would start if I got to hear them after sitting here with y'all, I'd probably. Yeah.
You're going to go back to mama's house. They're going to be like, "Look, Cole, I got it right here."
That sounds just like her.
You're going to flip the TV on, and you're going to be like, "Oh, look at that, Cole Swindle," and you're going to giggle, and you're going to think to yourself,
"What am I wearing?"
Yeah, they nailed that. Well, you can't go wrong with Carhartt, man.
There you go.
That's right. His new Down Home Sessions, Down Home, EP, and it's available now. You can download. There's 5 songs on there that you can jam out to, and we highly recommend you do it. And then look for him on the
Macy's parade.
Yeah, that's right. Just wait.
Are you actually going to be really bending, or are you just going to be like holding one of the ropes that holds Snoopy?
You know, I don't know. I think if I'm getting to do a song, I don't know how they may. I don't even know how much they show me. Probably once, maybe 10 seconds, and they'll cut me off something.
They do that. It's like it's really about 5. Unless you're like Rick Astley, they give you like 30, maybe 40 seconds at the most.
Well,
that's super exciting. Man.
I'm gonna be there though. I'm gonna get to say I've done the Macy's Day Parade instead of just watching on TV.
Here comes Cole Swindle. He's got a new.
Is dead on that crowd.
He's got a new app out.
He's got a new app out.
Called Down Home Sessions.
Down Home, it's where he redoes all Alabama songs.
Dude, the announcers don't know Alabama.
They don't know any of that. You're right.
Hey, but y'all do. That's all that matters.
It's good to see you, man. Thanks for coming in. Get all the links there at our website, too. BigDMBubba.com.
Thank y'all so much.